Welcome to the DSA Shifting Perspective Podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Bailey, and you are listening to a Shifting Perspectives podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today, I'm talking to Alex Rawl from the Down Syndrome Association. After studying psychology at university, Alex has worked within the mental health and physical activity sector as a personal trainer and a dietitian. Alex is currently the project manager for DS Active, the program run by the Down Syndrome Association, which provides opportunities for people who have Down syndrome to lead active and healthy lives. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Great. And I should say at this moment that we are in 2020 and we are recording this from our own homes. So you may hear the tinkle of rain on the windows. So just to start off, can you give us an outline of the DS Active program?
Sure. So our mission at DS Active is to make sure that people with Down syndrome have the opportunities they deserve to be active, to be healthy, and to play sport. So we support Down syndrome specific sport sessions in football, tennis, cricket, athletics, and sailing, and we support them all across the country. We work with national governing bodies on their disability policy and ensuring that people with Down syndrome have the chance to participate in that sport in whatever capacity they want to. We train coaches as well. So we trained about 600 coaches across a range of sports last year. We run our own sports festivals and events as well, from our large-scale national tournaments all the way through to smaller taster festivals. We also support people with Down syndrome to become coaches in their chosen sport as well, and we work within the leisure and fitness industries to help improve access to those facilities. And then in the last year or so, we released our Health Swap app, which is all about helping people with Down syndrome to make positive lifestyle choices through their nutrition and their activity levels. The app was a grant from the Department of Culture, Media, Sport, and we used a focus group of adults with Down syndrome throughout, so the app is completely accessible for everyone with Down syndrome.
That's fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Now, we've all had a really tough time of it with the coronavirus. How has it changed the way people are being active, do you think?
It has had a massive impact on people's activity levels and people's mental health as well. So research from Sport England shows that people in general, especially people with disabilities, unfortunately, have reduced their activity levels. A lot of people don't have outdoor space, don't have a garden. Sports clubs have been closed. Gyms have been closed. Some council-run leisure centres are still not open. Schools were shut for a period as well. So for a lot of young people, that's where they play their sport, either during school or after school sessions, and they've all been shut for a significant period of time. So it has been a real challenge, but also the mental health impact is huge. We've seen levels of anxiety and depression going up, unfortunately, as well. So it is really important for your mental health to keep active, to have a purpose to your day, to set targets and goals, to have a bit of a structure as well, to make sure that you are talking to your friends and family, making sure that they know you're okay, and that you're coping well with all the changes that are going on. But what's been positive to see is that people adapt. So we've seen a real rise in workout videos on places like YouTube. So we saw Joe Wicks, the nation's PE teacher, doing an excellent job in the first lockdown to get people moving and to get people being active at home. We've seen home exercise kit demand has increased massively, even though it can be a bit expensive, but it's a good investment for a lot of people if you can afford it and you've got the space to do it. So we have seen a real change to indoor activities. But like I said, it's been good that people have been adapting and finding ways to do it. And what was really good was particularly the first lockdown, there was a real focus on the thing you could get outside to do was to go and exercise. And I think that's a real positive thing for public health in general, that people remember you can go for a walk, you can go for a run. If your gym's not there, if your sports session's not there, you can still be active. And it was actively encouraged that people do that. And Professor Chris Whitty has always been a great advocate of being active and being healthy. So it's been great to have him at the helm, making sure that people have those opportunities to be active at every point.
Yeah, absolutely. I know with DS Active, Billy Joe was used to love going to the football sessions. And I guess that they've all stopped over this last year. And I know that DS Active always encourages people to look after both their physical and their mental health, you know, which you've talked about a little bit. But if we talk a bit more about the physical health, can you explain a little bit what you mean by physical health and why it's so important to look after it?
Sure. So physical health refers to looking after your body. So both your muscles, your heart health, your respiratory health, so your lungs as well, And it's all about keeping active. Whatever that might look like, it's probably changed a lot for people this year, but that can be just going for a walk, it can be going for a run or cycle, doing some star jumps in your living room. It doesn't matter, it's all about keeping active and keeping mobile as well. If we're sedentary, we're much more likely to get other health conditions such as type 2 diabetes or obesity. So keeping mobile and keeping active is going to reduce your chance of getting those health conditions, and it's also going to reduce the likelihood of you having pain or injury to your body when you do decide to be active again. It's also important to look after your diet through that as well. So a big part of your physical health is what's going on inside your body as well, not just how it looks in the mirror. So keeping your heart healthy, eating well to keep your digestive tract healthy, because that's been shown to improve your mental health and your mood. It can make you feel happier and more energetic rather than feeling a bit lethargic and a bit sluggish. And like I say, it's really important for your mood as well to keep moving and to keep active. It helps keep your spirit up. It will lower your stress levels. It will make sure that you can do the things that you enjoy doing when the world opens up again. So whether that's walking, hiking, kayaking, surfing, whatever it might be, if you keep active now, that will help you when the time comes that we can go out and do those things again. And then it also gives you a bit of purpose to the day. It gives you something to achieve. You can try and do a bit of a further walk. You could try and run a bit faster. All of those kind of things. It just pays a massive impact in looking after your physical health. So it is really important to keep active and to keep doing something. And we all have to be active in our own ways and whatever suits you. So if you are chair bound, for example, there are ways to keep active. You can use your upper body limbs. You can keep moving. If you don't have access to any outdoor space, or it's raining or it's cold outside, you can keep active in your home. So whether that's dancing in the kitchen instead of cooking, or as well as cooking, or whether it's doing home YouTube videos, there's plenty of them now up there, so you can follow one, you can find one that suits you and is at your level, so that you don't injure yourself and you don't hurt yourself, and you can keep safe as well. So there's loads of ways now that you can keep active at home, even if you can't get outside.
Perfect. And I mean, you've mentioned quite a few things already about how the Down Syndrome Association is helping people to be active and healthy, but there's something called DS Engage. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so we're very aware that with all the lockdowns that have happened and with all the restrictions that there are on life at the moment, it's really important to keep active and to keep doing something. One of the benefits of this year, although it's obviously been really hard, is that people have adapted and found ways to be active no matter what their situation is. So if you know, if you're lucky enough to have a garden, that's great, but if you've only got indoor space, there's plenty of things you can do, and that whole world and that whole sector has really blown up. So you've got people launching videos on YouTube of how to do activities at home using books or using furniture or chairs or tables or all of that kind of stuff, which is fantastic. So we wanted to show people that what you can do stuff at home as well. Doesn't just matter that your sports center's closed or your sports session's not running. There are things you can do. So we launched the DS Engage program to encourage people to keep active. So there, for example, there's a series of videos up on YouTube and on our social media platforms, which are around dance, yoga, there's some fitness challenges, there's a couple of workouts, there's some resources you can take when you go walking to keep you active. But there's also things like arts and craft, there's baking, there's colouring, there's singing videos that you can follow along to, just to keep people active at home, to keep them doing something, to give them some kind of structure to their day, and to make sure that they are keeping themselves busy. It's super important when you're thinking about that to find something you enjoy and that you want to do, because you're gonna more likely to do it. If it's arduous and torturous, you're not gonna do it. But if you enjoy being active, doing what you're doing, then people are gonna come back and do that. And that's so important for not just while we get through the pandemic, but for everything as well.
So we've talked about the physical health. We've also heard an awful lot about mental health this year. Can you explain, you know, what mental health is and why it's so important to look after it?
Yeah, our mental health refers to our psychological and our emotional well-being. So it affects how we think, how we feel, and how we act as well. So looking after your mental health is such an important part for keeping your mood up, keeping your spirits high, and for enjoyment of life as well. If you're in a positive frame of mind, if you've got good mental health, it's going to allow you to enjoy the things you enjoy in life. There's no doubt it's been a stressful year for everybody, and people have had to face a lot of change in their lives at a very short period of time, and a lot of that change has been out of their control, which can, you know, cause a lot of anxiety. It can cause a lot of stress for people as well. So taking the time to look after your mental health is really important for that. So whether that is talking to someone, picking up the phone, or Zoom calls that have become really trendy now, and talking to your friends and your family, or making sure that you do something every day that makes you happy, that you look forward to doing every day. Trying things like meditation, mindfulness, try going for a walk or a run or a cycle. It's all going to help improve your mental health. I think one of the key things for me this year has been remembering to control the controllables. So there's plenty of things going on in the world that are just not in our control anymore. And that is very stressful and causes quite a lot of anxiety as well. So the main thing to do is to focus on the things that you can control. So making time in your day to be active, looking after your diet, taking time to cook and prepare good, nutritious food, making time to speak to family and friends, trying to find something you enjoy that you can do at home, even if it's only 5 minutes, it's going to make a massive difference to your mental health.
That's really good advice. I know the DSA has a new emotional well-being resource for people. Can you tell us something about that?
Sure. So the emotional well-being resource is designed for people with Down syndrome, and it's giving you tips and techniques on how to look after your emotional well-being and your mental health. It's on the DSA website. So if you just go on the main DSA homepage, I believe it's on the homepage. If not, you can search for it in the search bar. Just type in emotional well-being and it'll come up. We've also got the DSA helpline, which is 10 till 4 Monday to Friday. So if you need to speak to an information officer, that line is there to help. There's also really good charities such as Mind and Samaritans. So if you do need more immediate help with your mental health, those charities are great. Speak to your GP if you need it. Make sure you speak to someone, friends, family. Doesn't really matter who it is. Make sure that someone, you're speaking to someone to get some help if you need it.
Great stuff. And, so we've spoken about our mental and physical health and the fact that we have to make sure we're eating the right food, because we know eating and drinking play a massive part in how we feel physically and mentally. I know you've spoken about it a bit previously, but, you know, why is it so important to eat well?
It's important to eat well because eating plays a part on every part of your body. So how you function cognitively, how you function physically, how well you sleep, how you can keep active, it impacts your mood. It's just super important to look after your diet and your nutrition. One of the tricks we always talk about is conscious eating. So make sure that you're aware of what you're eating. It's so easy to just snack on a bowl of something and not really realize how much you've eaten. Or every time you go into the kitchen to put the kettle on or to get something from there, you pick up another snack or whatever. So yeah, it's really important to be aware of what you're eating and making sure you're taking the time to eat it as well. So not eating on the rush, sitting down and eating properly at a table if you've got one. If not, wherever you eat normally is fine, but just taking the time to really appreciate what you've got. One good way to be aware of conscious eating is a food diary. So it doesn't have to be anything fancy, it can just be pen and paper, or there's some pretty good apps out there that you can use just to help you record what you're eating so that you know what you're consuming, basically. Portion plates are really good as well, so you can get plates that are divided into a T, and you can fit your macronutrients and your food into those portions so that you're eating the right amount for you. It's also super important when we're talking about diet to think about protein. And most people think protein, you think, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you think muscle building. It's not. Protein is so important for your health of your cells, your metabolism, but also it is important for your muscles, but it doesn't have to be building muscles. So it can be just looking after them, making sure they're strong, making sure you can stand up correctly with good posture muscles, making sure that you're not in pain or anything like that. So protein can be plant sources, so grains, nuts, seeds, or can be animal as well. So really important to make sure that you're getting plenty of protein on board.
Great. And what about snacks? What kind of snacks are good and bad for us?
Yeah, I mean, snacks are the biggest problem, aren't they? Especially when you're at home all the time. So obviously we're trying to avoid the sugary snacks. Anything that's got lots of sugar in it is something we want to avoid and not have too often. Good snacks would be some fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds. You can get really good healthy bars now as well, that sort of granola bars or protein bars or paleo bars, which don't contain any sugar. So those are all really good to snack on when you're at home.
And keeping hydrated is always good as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you've got to make sure you're drinking enough water to keep your bodily functions working properly. It's really important for your brain health, your heart health, and just your general health. So making sure we're getting plenty of water. Fruit and herbal teas are good as well. Low sugar drinks are also pretty good. Try and avoid too much caffeine. It can be a bit easy when you're at home and the kettle's only a couple of steps away to keep consuming caffeine, but try and keep that as low as you can. Try not to have it before you go to bed or anything like that. Try and avoid sugary drinks too often. Fruit juice, again, try and avoid it too much because there's a lot of sugar in there, and soft sort of carbonated drinks, your Cokes, Diet Cokes, etc. Try and avoid too much of them as well because they're not going to help with your hydration, unfortunately.
No, are you sure about coffee? Because I like coffee.
I'm afraid so, yeah. Certainly a couple is absolutely fine. Most people respond well to not having it sort of after 3-4 o'clock, something like that, because it's not going to help you sleep, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned about sleep. Sleep is very important, so I know. Have you got any tips for us about how to get a good night's sleep?
Yeah, absolutely. Sleep is key. It plays such a part in your mental and physical health. You're just in a better place mentally when you're well rested, and it just allows you to make better decisions about your physical activity and your mental health as well. So some of the top tips: no screens in the bedroom. That's a hard one for everyone. Try not to look at a screen at least 30 minutes before you go to sleep as well. Have a routine for when you go to bed. So what you watch last, when you turn the TV off, when you do your teeth, have a routine, have a structure to how you go to bed and how it helps you to wind down. Keep the room at a good temperature. It shouldn't be too hot. Should be quite cool. Around about 20 degrees, they say, is a good room temperature. Make the room dark as well. So if you've got blackout curtains, great. If not, you can use an eye mask. You can get them pretty cheap, just to help keep it dark. That's going to help with your melatonin release, which will help you sleep better. Try not to eat too late as well, so that you're not digesting food when you're going to sleep. Try not to have sugary snacks or caffeine just before you go to bed as well, because they're not going to help with you feeling tired and rested. And try not to use sugary snacks and caffeine as a substitute for sleep as well. Sleep is super important. Make sure you prioritize it in your day. Caffeine and sugary snacks are only going to get you so far with your cognitive functioning, but they are going to have a consequence if you keep having them as well. So really make sure you focus on getting a good night's sleep.
Sometimes we all find it hard to stay motivated to look after our physical health and our mental health, and definitely our healthy eating routine. I know I do. So what tips can you give listeners to keep going with their health and fitness goals?
Yeah, I think motivation is definitely the hardest bit, especially at the moment when we're all spending a bit more time indoors. The important thing is, from an activity point of view, is to plan it into your day and make sure you stick to it. So have a set time each day, whether it's lunchtime, before work, after work, to go and be active. Even if it's only 10 minutes, it will make you feel so much better. And the hardest thing to do is to start with activity. So once you've started, you'll actually find you feel pretty good. You might go for it a little bit longer. So building that into your day at the start is going to make a massive difference. Taking the time to cook as well. So planning that into your day, making sure you finish work on time. You leave the laptop behind. If you can put it in a separate room from where you're trying to relax, that's even better, so that you can focus on relaxing in the evening. And make sure you look after your sleep as well. So that's really important. It's important to keep disciplined as well with routines and stuff. Routines will help with motivation. What they do is they make you make time for things that are important. So you make time in your workday to answer emails, to go to meetings, phone calls, all of that kind of stuff. It's no different with keeping active. So make time in your day to do it and try and stick to it as well. But be realistic, you know, make sure it's an achievable goal. Don't say, I'm going to get up at 4 a.m. every morning and exercise for 3 hours before I start, because realistically, that might happen a bit. It's probably not going to happen every day. So make sure you're making achievable goals within your routine, and achievable goals for you to hit as well. So set goals and targets for healthy eating, for physical activity, for sleep, for mental health as well, for social health, making sure, you know, I want to speak to friends, family twice or three times a week or whatever it might be. Setting goals is going to give you that sense of achievement when you hit them as well, which is really important for keeping yourself going. You could look at friendly competitions. So setting a competition with someone in your household or a friend virtually to say, right, today we're going to run 20 minutes and have a competition, who can run the furthest, all of those kind of things are really important for motivation as well. There's great apps and everything that can help you. So using a calendar to help you remember to do things, using a to-do list, all of those kind of things are great as well for motivation. And just, you know, be kind to yourself as well. Like, it's been a very stressful year for everybody. Everybody has had some kind of significant change to their life. So recognizing that, and making sure that you're being kind to yourself. So if you are feeling anxious or down, make sure you get some help from friends or family or profession if you need it. Don't be too hard on yourself as well. If there are days where you're struggling to get up and you do want those sugary snacks, we've all been there. We're all going through the same thing. So make sure you're kind to yourself, but try and build in a bit of routine and discipline into your day, because it will make a big difference in the long run.
Yeah, be kind to yourself. I think that's one of the things we'll take away from this year. Brilliant. I'm going to go and grab Billy Joe now, and we're going to do some star jumps. So you've given us lots to think about. We all need to look after ourselves as much as we can. So if any of our listeners have any questions how they can contact DS Active, perhaps you could go ahead and give us a few details.
Sure. So if you want to contact the DS Active team, you can email us, dsactive@downs-syndrome.org.uk, or you can just put DS Active into a search engine and we'll come up. If you want to find out more about the work of the Down Syndrome Association, or you want to find the DS Engage program, if you go on the main Down Syndrome Association website, it will come up. Or you can email info@downs-syndrome.org.uk. If you want to speak to one of our information officers on the helpline, you can call 0333 1212 300 10 till 4 Monday to Friday, and they'll be there to help. And there's loads of resources to help with anything in life on the Down Syndrome Association website as well. So just put Down Syndrome Association into a search engine and it will come up.
Absolutely brilliant. So thanks so much again, Alex. You've been wonderful ideas and tips for us all to stay fit and healthy, especially during these very strange times. So thanks once again.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
My name is Richard Bailey, and I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the DSA's Shifting Perspectives podcast.
You can find more of our podcast via the DSA website or at Spotify and Audio Boom and Apple Podcast and other podcast platforms. Please subscribe and tell your friends about us. Thank you very much for listening.